You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has become the personal good luck charm of Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. He's now been to 5 Cowboys games this season, and they've won every time. Christie even wears the same orange sweater for good luck. But Christie's Cowboys fandom is raising eyebrows that go far beyond New Jersey football fans. Earlier today, a Democratic group filed an ethics complaint over Christie's travels across the country to support the Cowboys on the team owner's dime. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio joins us to try to answer some of the ethical, political, and financial questions behind the story. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
First off, let's get this straight. Why is a dyed-in-the-wool Jersey boy like Governor Christie a Dallas Cowboys fan?
When he grew up in New Jersey, the Giants and Jets were still playing in New York, and the Dallas Cowboys were winning Super Bowls. So he became a fan of quarterback Roger Staubach, and when he became governor, he became friendly with both Staubach, who donated to his reelection campaign, and Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. Now, this all blew up last month when Christie went to a game in Philly and was seen in a luxury box high-fiving Jones. Eagles fans who dominate in South Jersey just went nuts, and they spent much of the game cursing at Christie from below the box in the stands. A Philadelphia councilman even cursed him out on Twitter. Really wild. But the Cowboys won, and he became Jones's good luck charm, and he has now attended 5 Cowboys games this year. On Sunday, he was seen on national TV jumping up and down and awkwardly hugging Jones in the luxury box. And that resulted in another firestorm on Twitter, this time with people making fun of his weight and for being a fan of a non-local team.
But there are more serious issues at stake here, Matt, than just who Christie roots for. Let's start with who's paying for these luxury football trips?
Mostly, it's Jerry Jones. He has provided box seats for the Christies for 3 games, according to Christie's spokespeople, and he paid for a private jet so Christie, the good luck charm, could get to the game on Sunday. For another Cowboys win at the Meadowlands this year, Christie was in his own governor's box. He gets 24 seats to any Giants or Jets games, courtesy of the state. But we still don't know who paid for a 5th game, the one in Philadelphia. I'm told he spent at least part of the game with George Norcross, who's the Democratic power broker and considered the most powerful unelected man in New Jersey, who has partnered with Christie on a range of policy and political issues. Christie's spokespeople, though, aren't saying who paid for that game. Travel, this is a consistent thing. Travel has long been an Achilles heel for Christie since he was U.S. attorney. He was cited for overspending on hotels as U.S. attorney. As governor, he took a helicopter ride to his son's baseball game and then took the helicopter to a dinner with donors from Iowa who were at the governor's mansion. So the question going forward really is, will he be more transparent with his travel? WNYC had to actually take the administration to court just to get some clarification on how much it costs taxpayers for the extensive travel that he does around the country. And we still don't know the whole picture because the state police won't tell us how much his security costs. And that's for man hours, hotels, meals, or if some of these things are reimbursed by Jerry Jones or political groups or anyone else. They say it would risk security if they told me whether these extra costs for state troopers are reimbursed or not.
And I understand there's a Port Authority connection in this Governor Christie Dallas Cowboys case.
Yes, yes, you really can't make this stuff up. Jerry Jones apparently is a part owner of a company that was selected by Governors Christie and Andrew Cuomo to operate the observation deck at the New World Trade Center. This was first reported by the Wall Street Journal, and the details of that lease arrangement for this publicly financed building at the World Trade Center are being kept secret by the Port Authority. And here's where things get sticky. According to state law, Christie can accept gifts of any kind from people deemed, quote, personal friends, but must reimburse for any events he attends courtesy of those who do business before agencies he regulates. But what exactly defines a friendship, and what does that mean in this case? What happens if your friend does business with the Port Authority? All of that's unclear. According to an executive order he himself signed, the governor is required to submit forms detailing income and gifts he receives over $200. On those financial statements, though, he has never actually documented a gift. And the other issue here is none of these games have been on his public schedule. When he went to Maryland for the Redskins game, the governor's schedule indicated he was in New Jersey. An advisory ethics panel that Christie created by executive order is supposed to sort of sort out these issues. But in an apparent violation of that law, that panel no longer exists. And one of its former members, John Degnan, is now chairman of the Port Authority.
Governor Christie planning on going to the Dallas Cowboys playoff game this Sunday in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Matt, he may need a coat to cover up that orange sweater.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Katz covers Governor Chris Christie for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC.